Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Moving Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach here. Another weekday in June, and another week coming up. Bruce Dick with me, of course, always. Coach, how are you this week?
Doing good. Kind of a lot of irons in the fire, but we're talking right before the show about the hockey playoffs.
Of course.
NBA playoffs just ended.
Sure.
And my take, with a frown on many faces, was everything should end in May with NBA and NHL. But
NBA, yes, NHL, no.
Micah jumps in. Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, our producer right there. You said what, Micah? You said no?
Yes, NBA, to the NBA, yes, because I don't care about basketball as much. No, and NHL can go year-round.
I'm with you. Although, the greatest tournament in the history of mankind, no offense to those people who love March Madness, but the most deserved team that battles a possibility of 28 games in the Stanley Cup Finals, it's a war. It's unbelievable to get to the Finals, and the Avs are now two games away. I like the fact that that sticks out past the NBA Finals. We don't often get a team. When's the last time we talked about an NBA final team in this area? Never.
I remember watching the NHL finals on
NHL. Yes,
on my Brian's birthday, which is June 9th.
Sure,
and then it was over.
Absolutely.
And now we are going close to July.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you this, Clark.
Sure.
Besides people in Colorado.
Sure.
And not even Florida. Let's
sure.
just say just in Tampa Bay. Does anyone else care?
Right now? No. I mean, with Tampa Bay, it's... God, they're the redheaded stepchild of hockey sports. They may have the two-time defending champion, but it's that small contingent that goes to the game and sells out the game. I get that, and now I'm hearing from Tampa Bay, the Tampa area. They're just like, okay, it's over. We're done. We're moving on. It's kind of like L.A. L.A. supports their teams better, but there's so many things to do in that area, too. Professional sports, they don't support the Rays very much. They don't support the Lightning a bunch, like you would think a two-time defending champion does. And right now, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm a huge Avs fan, believe me. But I'm also a realist, and I'm a hockey fan. I don't think this series is over. You can go say 7-0 the other night, and I get it. I said it would be close. I said it would be under the 6 total on the game. I was dead wrong. Dead wrong. Avs played as good as they could. Tampa Bay, listen to John Cooper this morning, Tampa Bay coach. He said these are two elite teams, but only one of the teams is playing elite hockey right now. And that's the truth. So I'm sitting here thinking, and you and I talked about it just a minute ago. They're going back to Tampa Bay now. If the two-time defending champions can win two times on their home ice, and that's not out of the question, it's a brand new series.
Oh, absolutely. And last week on our show, before the series started, we were going over all the hockey analysts and experts that chose the Lightning
That's right.
to win the series.
That's right.
And it was almost, it was 2-1. You know, for every two experts picking the Lightning, there was only one picking the Avalanche.
You bet. And so, and there's every, I mean, the Avs are the overwhelming favorite now. Up 2-0, it would take unbelievable feats to beat them, but it's not done yet, just saying. Avs now are minus 600 that I saw to win the Cup. And if you shop, you can get 5-1. On Tampa Bay to win the series right now. And I'm just saying, if they win tonight, then a little doubt creeps in. If they win, if they take care of home ice in two games,
That's against a team who's undefeated on the road, though.
And that's a very, very short number to choose from. I get that this year they are. You're right. There's no doubt about that. But you still have to go into the home of the defending, two-time defending Stanley Cup champion. So if, I'm just saying tonight, and I... I could be wrong. I've already said the Avalanche are the best offensive team in the history of the sport. Best I've been watching hockey for 40 years. Better than Gretzky and Edmonton. Better than Messier and the Islanders. Better than Trottier and the Islanders.
That's a bold statement there.
It is. It is a really bold statement. And their defense right now is playing pretty well for a defense that's not the... It's a great offensive defensive core, but for defensive purposes, it's not the best team.
And not the best goalie either.
And not the best goalie. That's a great point.
I mean, he played adequately. He didn't really have to do much.
Right. And
he just shut him out.
Well, that's all. Yeah, but I mean, I think I could have held them to a goal. Just saying. What do you have? 15, 18 shots, something
they
like that.
17, they really
17.
Didn't.
17 shots.
Nah.
They didn't.
That's
have,
not even a full day's work.
And they weren't the hardest shots to save.
No, I didn't think that. I thought the number of scoring chances, not shots, but scoring chances for Tampa Bay were really limited. Avs played as good as they could the other night.
So Cooper, the Lightning coach, said that his team was very much on their heels mm-hmm. the entire game. How do they change that?
Well, you're going home, first of all, so you got close to 20,000 screaming fans going nuts. If they show up, this is only game three, so I figure
hockey fans show up.
Yeah, the people in the building, everybody outside the building could probably care less, but the people in the building tonight are going to be loud. There's no doubt about it. So, I'm looking forward to how do you stop it though? One, your goalie who is, and I said I compare this to Sandy Koufax pitching going two times in a row to the hill and getting kind of beat up a little bit. It doesn't mean he sucks all of a sudden. It just means he had a bad go two games in a row. So I would expect him to come back tonight. I expect Tampa Bay to come back tonight. This sounds like a recording. I said this for the weekend, and I was dead wrong. But I think tonight you have to. If you're Tampa Bay and you do not win tonight, you're toast. You're done. You're out. You're not going to get four straight against the Avs. Talking with Brian Gary, co-host with Tanner Schwind on Good Morning NoCo here on KFK. If you haven't tuned into that show, you're missing stuff. 6 to 9 every day. Good Morning NoCo, Tanner and Brian. But I talked to those guys this morning, and I said, if you win tonight, you're done. If the Avs win tonight, forget it. You can't. And Brian said, I don't think they can beat them 4 out of 5 games, which would mean Brian saying they've got to sweep in Tampa. Tampa Bay has to sweep at home. And I'm just saying they're going to play it one game at a time. If they win tonight in the biggest game of, and then you won two titles, Coach. How hungry? That's the word. You're down 2-0. You could just mail it in.
Want to mail it in.
You've won two titles already.
You want
to
win at least one game, because then you just get embarrassed here, and everybody looks at the other two and say, how good were they?
And it was during COVid, and it was during the bubble.
Those arguments, it was during COVID, because everyone, whoever wins, they're just going to be looked as, they won the victory, they won the Super Bowl, they won the Stanley Cup final, but... asterisk.
I watched last year. It was still hockey.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Still hockey, still the same players, still the same amount of
talent. Everybody dealt with the same thing. It was still hockey, and Tampa Bay was dominating for 2 years, winning the titles.
And there's professional athletes still fighting for their jobs.
Exactly. Exactly right. So I'm interested to see what Tampa Bay comes. We're going to know early. We're going to know early. If the Avs jump out 2-0 tonight, forget it. I think you can close the door.
Yeah, the Avs will sweep if they win tonight.
I completely agree with that.
But I don't think it's going to be... I texted you right before the game on Saturday, and I said I wouldn't be surprised if the Avalanche lose this game. I was surprised. I didn't think the Avs would win 7-0.
No, nobody did. Nobody with a right mind thought that would happen in game two. You can't.
I think if the Avs are going to lose a game, it's going to be tonight.
I agree with you.
If they win tonight, series over.
Forget it.
This is going to be a closer game, though.
Yep. Well,
because you're
going to
have the Tampa Bay Lightning skating as fast as they can, taking as many chances as they can. Because right now, I think they probably feel like they're down 3-0.
We were watching the game the other night, Bruce. Didn't you feel like every time there was a loose puck and they were going for the puck, it always seemed to me like there were 3 Avalanche guys and 1 Tampa Bay guy. Did they have 10 guys on the ice? I mean, my God.
The entire game was played in front of the Tampa Bay net. The entire game.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find out tonight. Like I said, maybe this is such a great offensive team, nobody's going to be able to catch up with them. That very well could be. And I'm as big as Avs fan as the guy next to me, but I'm not going to get carried away. And I do like to put a dime or two on the games. And I'm looking at this, and the game is dead even tonight. Avalanche on the road in Tampa Bay, Game 3, biggest game of the season for the Lightning. Not the biggest game for the Avs tonight. They're up 2-0 already. Not the biggest game for them. Biggest game for the Lightning, and it's even money at Tampa. If you had gone back to the start of this series, if you'd gone back a week or 10 days ago, Tampa Bay is a minus 140 favorite in this game. The only reason that it's even is because people are looking. It's like a big win. You beat a team 51-7 in football, you know, the next week, you can count on 2, 3, 4 points on that betting line that are misguided because of the huge win you just had. And the Avs are the same way. They would not be this big. They'd be an underdog tonight. They'd be plus 130 on the road, I'll bet. Or maybe 140 on the road in this game if that's a close, even if it's another overtime loss or something like that. So very interesting stuff. Tonight, Bruce, will you be watching or will you be thinking about basketball?
Well, both. I'm always thinking about basketball, it seems like, this time of year. But I will be watching. We'll be watching part of it in the gym.
Sure.
At Open Gym, but we'll have our little phones out and trying to keep up. And then as soon as that's over, absolutely, we'll be watching it.
Last segment today, we'll talk about your camps, how that went, how everything
great,
looks for the
yeah.
Lampkins. So I can't wait for that. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies. 30 years, folks, out here in northern Colorado have the program called Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to our nonprofit organizations. It is Brad Evans, his great staff at Advanced Roofing Technologies. Call him today, 663-0203. Back in a moment, Bobby Irvin, University basketball coach, going to talk about a trip to the Dakotas, right?
We'll see if there's anybody.
Did they go to Mount Rushmore?
New on Mount Rushmore.
Let's face it. Would Bobby be looking up there thinking your face is going to be on Mount Rushmore or not?
No, not yet.
No,
he would not. But I bet he's had a great time in Deadwood. And,
absolutely.
Besides the really terrific Black Hills.
He's not going to tell us if he left any money in Deadwood. I know that. So we'll come back with the UH coach talk basketball in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We're coming to you live from the Owl Communications Studios here at KFKA. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Clark and the coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you here on a Monday. Ran through. Sorry, when I start talking the Avs, you've got to just throw something at me and shut me up. But love talking hockey. Can't wait for tonight's game. Going to be very interesting. Also, I've got my debut tonight. On the field umpiring with my son tonight.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Didn't know that. Now, where's this taking place?
We're going to be at Beatty Junior High School today. They've got some nice fields there. So we've got a 10U game tonight. And Larry Lawhead came by. Larry's going to jump on. Larry's five decades of umpiring out here now, 37 years. And Larry's going to jump on Wednesday when you're gone. And we're going to bring all sorts of umpiring stories. And then he's going to sit here and just, as I cry about my first 2 days of umpiring with my son, it's going to be fun. So can't wait for that tonight. Get good father-son time. And can't wait for people to say, come on, Blue, you have no idea what's going on. And I'll turn around and say, you are correct. But at least I'm here umping the games for you. All right, let's get to the Gold Parts Hotline right now. And Bobby Irvin, head basketball coach out at University, jumps in. Bobby, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're changing the name of the show to the Bobby Irvin Show. You know that.
Right?
No. God, we're getting you on a ton.
Well, we have a lot new to talk about though today, because you just made the trip to Black Hills State basketball team camp. Heard it was terrific. We just want to know more about the camp, and then we'll get a little side notes on things outside the camp as well.
Okay.
So Bobby, how many Colorado teams made the trip up to Black Hills State for their team camp? That's Ryan Thompson, the head coach at Black Hills State. Tell us about it.
I'm going to guess it was probably about 10. Lewis Palmer was there, Broomfield, Van Highland went there, Frontier went there. I'm not exactly sure how many, but I would say there's probably about 10 to 15 teams from Colorado.
That's really good representation. Broomfield out of the Front Range League. You know, so a variety of schools, all different classifications. Tell us about your games and some of the teams that you faced.
I thought it was great for us. I thought it was about the level that we'll be at. We played a team from North Dakota. We played some from Wyoming, South Dakota. And we had a really good week. We went 5-1. Our only loss was a game by 2 points. We won one in overtime by one. And won another one by five. So it was good to have to come down the stretch and try to do things right to get wins and learn from it. So I thought it was a great week for us.
Bobby, let me ask you this. All your kids are there. You guys play your games. Then the other games are going on. Do you sit and watch a bunch of those games? Or after your games and you've got a block of time, do you get out of the gym and let the kids go kind of do something else? Or what does that look like? How do you set them up for the week, a weekend like that?
Yeah, the kids, they could do what they wanted. I would stay and watch games. We had our JV team as well, so it was kind of busy going to both.
But sure.
I'll admit, the dorm part of it, it was too hot. So you wanted to be in the gym because that's where the air conditioning was.
What kind of weather did you get? I mean, did we creep up close to 100 there? What were the temps?
Oh, yeah. It was about 96, 97 both days. Oof. So beautiful up there, and everything was air conditioned. The cafeteria wasn't bad, but, yeah, the dorms, too hot. So I think we'll go back next year, but my thing is we'll probably stay in a hotel.
Yeah, you go somewhere you get some air conditioning, no doubt.
Now, Coach, there's something going on up that way, too, I think, the week you went up with a team camp called, is it Buffalo Bill Days?
Yeah, Wild Bill Days.
Wild Bill Days.
Love him. Yeah,
not Buffalo. I'm thinking NFL here.
Buffalo Bill was a murderer, I think. Okay, just say.
Wild Bill Days. Fill us in on some of those activities.
Well, that was kind of an accident. Tommy and I, we went up the day before just to go to Deadwood because we like to gamble. So it was kind of an accident. We just ran into Wild Bill Days, but it was neat. They had concerts up there, and there were a lot of people, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you make your donation, or did they actually throw money at you to get out of there?
Well, actually, they made a little bit of a donation.
But
the tables were very cheap.
Okay.
So it was $2 or $3 tables.
Boy, that's great.
That's like the old days Vegas or other places where there's actually $2 tables. Remember?
Yep, I remember.
Clark remembers those. Half of our listeners aren't old enough to remember that.
I remember when we used to use rocks and pebbles as what we bet. Yeah, back in the Flintstone days. That's what I remember. But so that's fun. You guys got to do some stuff outside of just basketball. That's a trip for the kids where you're not just thinking. I mean, their heads in there on X's and O's and trying to figure everything out basketball-wise, but gets them a chance to get out and have some time just building their camaraderie a little bit in the team, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, more than the wins or losses. There was a water park there, and one day they said, well, we'll go, but we might be tired. I said, guys, if you want to go.
Yeah.
I said, it's fine. We're up here to have fun, too. I want you guys just to be together, and when we have our games, we'll play. But I wanted them to just get away together and have to stay with each other for a couple of days and then also get those games in. So it was a perfect trip for us, and I think we'll make it again next year.
And it seems like every player that goes away a few years and comes back, Bob, one of the leading things that they always remember most are nothing to do with the regular season. It's often trips that you take in summer or maybe tournaments that you go to during the regular season.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you want to make it fun for them as well as always just competing. So getting away and they don't just get to go back home or whatever. They have to stay together. It's awesome. So it worked out good. We had great parents. We had about 6 or 7 sets of parents. So we didn't have to take a school bus up there. And
nice.
They helped get people around. And then they did their thing, too. So it was fun and a success all the way around.
How many kids were you able to take up there, Bobby, on your varsity and JVs?
We took 17 kids. We had 8 on the varsity and 9 on the JV. So,
Bobby, let me throw some names out there too. So, let's get with Gage Schmidtke is your point guard or was last year? Is Gage getting out to the tournaments? Or to the team camps? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So what about Desmond Williams? Was Desmond a junior last year?
He was a junior, and he was at camp, and he was amazing. He had a great week for us this week. He led us, and he did a great job.
Boy, yeah, that's one cat I can't wait to see come out and play next year. I mean, he's such an athletic specimen that if he grows in basketball like he's growing in life, it's going to be a huge year for him coming up. Just throw some other names out there for kids that maybe you've had on the team before that have gone with you here, not so much the new guys.
Chase Heck, he got a little bit of time for us this year. He's back. James Sir is back.
Sure.
And those are basically the guys that we have that are coming back. Connor Weber.
That's right.
Had a really good camp.
Connor will
a little bit this year.
Yeah, Connor will be a junior, a terrific baseball player, too.
Yeah, multi-sport guy.
Yeah, and I think that he had a good year in basketball, and in baseball really picked it up. So I think that he just gained confidence from that and has carried it on. So he's done well. Then we have another junior, Andrew Cordova, had a good year in the JVs, and Brevin Doss. Casey's son has really come along.
Hey, Casey's got one in the mix, man. The deal for Casey's son is he probably will lose his voice early.
He'll lose his voice, but before he loses his voice, he'll get tired. He plays his tail off.
Is that right? That's fantastic. Can't wait to see him play, too. That's great.
So, Bobby, some of your varsity guys now, are they on to club ball in July? And what does that look like for some of the guys?
The only one right now that we have playing club, or we have two, Caden Villarreal, he's played a little bit varsity and JV, and then Gage has been big into the club, and he'll get back with his team in July.
Fantastic. You want your floor leader to gain some momentum coming in. Gage, is Gage playing football, do you know?
He is.
Okay, so
he had a little bit of time last year with that team, and I'm thinking this year he'll be right in the mix.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bruce, anything left for Bobby?
No, Bobby, man. Now, does this wrap up your high school June, or do you have something this next week as well?
Well, the next two Wednesdays we have the Power to Play, and then next weekend Frontier has a tournament with Sterling and a few teams coming in.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll do that, and then we're done. So one more tournament and two more Wednesdays. We'll call it a summer.
Boy, that's great stuff. Bobby, thanks for jumping on with us. And we'll as we get closer to basketball season, of course, we'll get you back on the air. But thanks for jumping in. Let us know about the progress of UH basketball.
Sounds good. Thanks for all you guys do.
You bet. Right.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bobby Irvin, head basketball coach at University, jumping on with us. That's fun. That's a trip. Boy, when you're a player, those are the things you remember. Those trips like that, getting up to see Mount Rushmore and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Over there.
Absolutely. That's something we're going to do hopefully next year.
I would be in the casino with Bobby.
We're getting things off the ground a little booster club-wise.
Absolutely. Thank you to Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 17 years, folks, knocking it out of the park. Give her a call today. You want an agent that's going to knock it out for you? You can call her. She's going to answer the phone. She's going to tell you what you're in so you can sleep at night. It is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 223-8700. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Houston Reed, UNC basketball assistant coach, going to jump on. Talk about that, and we'll talk about his daughter who was over at Windsor. I'm searching for whether she was a senior or a junior this year.
She is going to Mesa. Colorado Mesa.
Oh, I love
that. And she is currently over at Grand Junction.
Is that right?
Helping with team camps.
We got to get back with her soon.
Olivia.
Love to reach out to student athletes.
I tried to get Olivia to a camp, and she's already doing a camp in Grand Junction.
We'll talk to Houston Reed when we come back in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios, Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you here on a Monday, talking basketball here in Northern Colorado. Of course, talking basketball in June. That's what we do here. That's what we do. We want to thank Park Place Interiors, folks. If you're looking for value, it is the place to go. You're looking for carpeting or any kind of flooring, actually, or the hardwoods. Go to or cabinets, too. Park Place Interiors. Check out on the website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com, and you can check out their clearance segment there. Great stuff on clearance. Ask about the remnants, too. Going carpeting, you can get the greatest deal. Remnants aren't the stuff people throw. It's the end of stuff that people didn't use. You can go get your house completely carpeted with remnants for an amazing discount, and that's what they're about at Park Place Interiors. Get them right now, parkplaceinteriorsco.com. All right, let's get back to the Gould Parts Hotline. Assistant basketball coach out at University of Northern Colorado, Houston Reed, jumps on. Houston, how are you?
Clark, Coach Dick, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good, man.
We're rocking. My favorite thing is hockey, so I'm getting pumped up for tonight. We'll see what happens. But one of my other favorites is talking basketball with guys like you. And I'm just sitting at home going, okay, I kind of watch from the bleachers all year round for college basketball and stuff. And I think, what do Division I teams do in the summer? What do the coaches do in the summer? You don't get play until November. What do you do in the summer? Give us some ideas of what's going on at UNC right now.
Well, I think the easy answer for that is we're winning and losing right now. We're out here in the middle of the recruiting season with, I know our staff just got back, flew in late last night from some different events across the West and just looking for the new crop of guys. And so you're spending every second you can on the road, just making those connections and watching talented kids play and looking for kids who fit for you. We're in the middle of that. And then, we get back. We had practice at 9 a.m. this morning. All of our guys got back first part of June, and we get that 8 weeks in the summer, which is awesome because we get to see our new guys meshed in with our returning guys and a chance to, get better and then just kind of figure out, who we got and the things we need to do to become a better basketball team when the fall and the winter come.
Well, Coach, let's talk recruiting here for a little bit. Are you guys looking more at 23, 24 graduates now? What's your recruiting analysis look like?
That's a good question, Coach. I mean, for us at Northern Colorado, we're done with the 22 class, and we have all of our guys currently here. I know being out on the road talking to coaching colleagues, there are other guys that are still looking for 22s. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Coach. We're focusing on 23s. And then, obviously, the 24s. It just became possible to start contacting 2024 kids on June 15th. So just trying to see those kids, seeing a lot of names in that class, and now you're getting to see those bodies and see those guys. And so we're looking for 23s and just trying to get more familiar with the 24s in our region.
Tell us about the open periods with the NCAA. It seems like it changes somewhat yearly on when you can get out and get live looks at kids. What's that calendar look like for you guys this summer?
Probably the calendar, in my opinion, is much more enjoyable this year than last. I mean, last year with COVID, I was on the road six out of – our whole staff was. I think we were on the road six out of seven weekends or seven out of eight or something of that nature. Because nobody could go out during COVID, and so there was a big rush. Where right now we had the two weekends in April, and there's two in June, and then two in July. We got some of our staff will get back out on the road this coming weekend, and then we've got the two events that are in July. And I think that's pretty stable for the NCAA. With COVID, obviously, some of the dates and the times you're going out and kind of got the twisted all around. But it's usually two in the spring, two in June, and two in July.
Well, you get a practice with your guys now. That backcourt of Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson, pretty darn solid. Who else are we going to see in that backcourt of guys that maybe didn't get a lot of time or new guys to the program?
That's a great question. And if you had the answer for that, I had the answer for that, I'd be able to tell you. I mean, I think right now what's really fun is obviously having Matt and Dalen back here.
Sure.
And Matt's coming back for his sixth year. The definition of a bear, loves UNC. He's been here longer than I have. And he's a leader, and he's an older kid, and love Matt. And having Dalen back and his talent and seeing him really settle in and be here for the third year is awesome. And after that, some of those young faces, there's a lot of competition. You got, the Zach Block kid is back, who played some backup last year, and we've got some good young talent and some other ball-in-hand guys with guys like Langston Reynolds, and we like our kid out of Phoenix, Caleb Shaw.
Sure. So true freshman, correct?
To kind of see who plays, and I don't know if we have the answer to that right now, but it's nice when you got older guys that can hold down a big chunk of those minutes for sure.
And Zach Block, he's the kid out of Lawrence, is he not?
Yeah, Lawrence, Kansas kid.
The same high school as Dorian?
Same high school as Coach Green.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, so pulled Zach in. And we were lucky Coach Green pulled in another one for us, another Lawrence kid.
Gotta love that.
Did you Ramirez.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about Houston. Talk a little bit about the rest of the staff, too. Dorian's huge, of course. You just said he pulled in a kid, you know, from Kansas. So that's great. He's a Lawrence kid, so of course he pulls in a kid from Kansas. But talk about the rest of the staff and their obligations here in the summer as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've talked about Coach Green and his connection to the state of Colorado with his great career at Colorado State. And he's been on some other Division I staffs, and Dorian's just really good with he's got a great demeanor and a great feel, and he's done a great job. Like, you know, we got those two kids here from Lawrence, Kansas that are from his backyard, bringing those guys here. And then Coach Farringer as well is a Colorado guy that originally from Sterling, Colorado, coached at Northeastern Community College for a while. Played at Northeastern Community College and then finished up coaching at Western Nebraska. And is a guy that's, you know, was able to help bring in the NJC kid at Dalton Connect. And then you've got, you know, we just added our Dobo guy, Brett Clope.
Yeah, I love Brett, yeah.
I mean, if you don't love Brett, you're not a good person.
That's right.
I mean, he's a guy that works hard. He's a great addition to our staff. Obviously knows Colorado. So, you know, we've got some Colorado guys on our staff. And the way we kind of divide the duties is in recruiting areas. And we all kind of recruit different areas and try to attack it that way. And it makes a lot of things easier when you've got a leader like Steve Smiley. You know, we've got a head coach that loves to recruit. We got a head coach that loves to watch film, and so he's a great example for us all. But we kind of divide those recruiting duties up, and we kind of go attack things. And the guy's got a kid in a different area. You know, we're not afraid to step on each other's toes and just do the best thing we can to get the best players that fit here at Northern Colorado.
Well, Coach, I know there's going to be a major adjustment for you this coming year. What's it going to be like having a daughter play college basketball and not being able to go home and talk to her and see her every day?
Are you trying to make me cry on air here?
That's right.
No, man, it's something I don't know if I'm completely prepared for.
Sure.
You know, she's in Grand Junction right now, Colorado Mesa, working their camps, and she'll be gone for a couple weeks before she comes home. And I told my wife, I said, it's just really weird not knowing where your kid's at or what they're doing. Like, we know she's in Grand Junction, but, like, is she getting up on time?
Yep.
Is she eating right?
Yeah, is she going to bed on time? Yep.
You know, and so when it comes to the basketball piece of things, I know Olivia is ready for the next step, and I just feel really thankful, to be honest with you. I mean, I know back when I was playing, I mean, you know, my parents couldn't even watch me play unless they showed up. And now with technology,
sure,
you know,
we'll
watch things on TV and live stream, just try to watch and watch her continue at the next level as much as possible. But I know she's really excited. I feel like we miss her a lot more than she misses us right now, but I'm looking forward to seeing what she does out there.
Well, Olivia's a terrific player, but I will say after having a little short time to spend with her at camps, she's a terrific player. But, Coach, she's a much better person. She is just terrific. You guys have done a sensational job just preparing her. And being the basketball family you are, I know she's going to have a lot of success at Colorado Mesa.
I appreciate that. The hard thing about the coaching life is obviously the way we move our families and that type of stuff, but also shows how resilient your kids are and they're ready for change. And she's had a lot of changes, and so she's ready to rock and roll. And I appreciate the compliments because we think she's pretty cool too.
Yeah, I know the spot about dads and their daughters. They kind of just send you away for a while, but there's a day where they turn around and come back and say, "Dad, thank you, I love you," and boom, it's a wonderful thing. So,
and Coach, if you have a chance, Watch the Rockies, the little club show after the Rockies games. There's a segment with Buddy Black and his two daughters that are grown now, but it's just a great segment stuff to watch.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Houston, thank you so much, man. We'll catch up with you soon as we get closer to the season and everything going on. But thanks for your time today, and good luck going forward, okay?
All
I appreciate your guys' time. I always love being on with you guys.
You bet.
That's Thanks, Coach.
Houston Reed, assistant basketball coach at UNC, and he's fun to talk to.
Yeah, and he is. And, man, his son Johnny's going to be a terrific player for the Wizards.
We didn't even talk about Johnny.
Wizards.
Yeah.
We didn't get that far, but we will future. But I will
Reeds
say
are just
this.
Pushing out hoopers, man.
Man,
wow.
A kid that I don't look forward to playing against.
Yeah, well, I hear that. Yep.
Terrific player.
No doubt about it. All right, thank you on the program today to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott and his great staff, 40 years out there in Northern Colorado, made that store the number one store in the region. Now they're doing the same thing in Loveland, folks. Got a bigger car, got that Sprinter van, maybe you've got a large truck, a motorhome or something like that, needs some front end or alignment work. Loveland is the place to go right now. Jump over there and talk to Dave Martin, who's running that store. Call Lance in Fort Collins if you need to work there, 226-4477. And in Loveland, Dave Martin, 667-3006. Total car care, too, at AMCO. They can do everything you need, start to finish up under the hood. They get the whole thing done for you at AMCO of Fort Collins. And AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Come back, wrap up the show here in a moment. Talk a little MLB when we come back. Who are these guys that swept the Padres this weekend? Who is that team? We're back in a moment here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. Thank you to PWI Performance and Wellness Institute. Ryan Waslowski, the WAS, Athletic Development Specialist for the last 5 years in NOCO. Give them a call today for all they do. Go to PWITraining.com right now. Gould Parts Hotline, go right there. Go 353-1310 if you want to go see Brad Paisley. Got two tickets right here, Friday night at the Stampede. Brad Paisley, what a showman and one of the greatest guitarists in country music history. Brad Paisley, 8 o'clock, means he won't get on the stage till 10. All of that. You'd go see Brad Paisley.
Oh, absolutely. Right? If I wasn't involved in another team camp this
basketball
Friday, no doubt.
Basketball coaches, man, you give it up. You have to go to a thing with the devil and you have to trade your life.
This is our last weekend of June as far as team camps go.
Is that right? So July for you, is that a breath?
It is.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
A breath, that's what everybody needs against the Yankees right now, isn't it? Look at the Yankees, Coach. 49-17, they've won 9 out of the last 10. Toronto is the third best team in the league right now.
In the American League.
Record. I mean, right behind Houston. But they're 11 games behind the Yankees. How do you figure that?
The Yankees have had such a phenomenal start. I look at this roster, and it's a good roster, but I didn't think it was a, roster that was going to just have a chance to set a all-time wins record.
Absolutely.
If they keep going during the regular season. They're on pace for 117 wins.
Wow, holy cow. That's just an unbelievable year, no doubt. Brad Paisley tickets right now, 353-1310. Dial in, get up on the list. If you want them, folks, we'll rock you guys out. So Brad Paisley, this Friday at the Greeley Stampede, 353-1310. Knock it out of the park right there. All right, continuing, Major League Baseball, how about the Rockies? Did anybody think they were against the Padres this weekend they were going to sweep?
You know, the Rockies had a terrific series at home after they, were swept by the Guardians. But the Guardians are a team that's red hot, playing really good baseball, won a series at Dodger Stadium. Or did they split or win the series at with the Dodgers after leaving the Rockies?
I didn't see how the actual series went, but look at Cleveland, a game behind Minnesota now. When we talked about this last week, they were 2.5 back. Now they're a game back. They've won 8 out of 10, the Guardians have.
Doing it mostly on the road.
That's right. Minnesota's 5-5 their last 10. The White Sox are 5-5 last 10. Right now, Cleveland's a team in that Central Division that's playing the best baseball.
Yeah, they certainly are. And getting back to the Rockies are bringing in some new blood. They're bringing shuffling players a little bit from Albuquerque to here. Boussard made a start yesterday. I believe Sam Hilliard is back down in Albuquerque. Antonio Sensatella, terrific pitch game yesterday.
Absolutely.
Against the Padres. Yep. The pitching staff has picked it up, and Marquez been better his last three starts.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, no doubt about it. Now you go on the road, and you've got two big series against teams that you can go win series against. And that's what the Rockies need to do. They need to come off this sweep, not flatten out. They need to get going at Miami Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then at Minnesota Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They can go, if they go 3-3 on this trip, are you
terrific.
Happy with that?
Absolutely. Okay. Thrilled. 2-4 is not bad for
no,
the Rockies.
No, against
road.
These teams, though, I'd like
3-3 would be terrific.
Would like to see that, no doubt about it. And then, Coach, they're going to come home, and you know who comes into town are the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
And what did we do to the Dodgers first time in the series? The Rockies beat the Dodgers.
The Rockies are playing very well against the West.
Which has never been the case before. What did the Dodgers go on? Like 18-game winning streak against the Rockies
yes.
over the last few years. So that's changing. But now you know the Dodgers are going to come in after the Miami and Minnesota road trip series. You know the Dodgers are going to come in hunting for bears. So.
Yeah, they will be. But they've had a little nicks, too, in the armor as far as injuries.
Well, all right. What do you got coming up the rest of the night tonight, tomorrow
well,
morning?
Open
what
gym
do you got?
And a big camp this
Wednesday,
week.
Right?
Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday.
What I consider the best shooting camp in northern Colorado.
Love that.
We're going to be at Power to Play, Beyond Sports Shooting Camp. And right now have over 40 kids registered, a room for a few more. But love to see some more kids sign up for that.
No doubt about it. We will continue next on the program, folks, with you here, regular programming from 1310 KFK 103.1 FM.